cannot ask for ID just to tell someone to leave
ask,
the property.
I can ask.
You can ask.
Ma'am, can I see your ID? Would it be possible for me to see your ID? I really don't need to, but I have a legal right to ask you that, correct? Okay.
Wow.
So you're good to go.
So that's the intimidation tactics that you would do.
It's not an intimidation factor. I have a legal right to ask anything.
If I suspected, if I'm suspected of committing a crime, that's what 901-151 says. It does. Can I look it up for you so I can show you?
No, I'm not going to look at your phone.
You don't have to. I'll read it to you.
You read me whatever you want.
If you know, officer, just let them know before this goes too crazy.
These guys were filming inside.
I was doing a public records statute. Public records request inside.
Perfectly. They were doing public records request. They were actually inside filming.
Perfectly.
Because it's a safe place.
Perfectly.
They were supposed to be exempt from any filming inside. They don't have it posted. It should be posted. However...
I'm going to read it out loud to you. 901-151, the section known as the stop and frisk. Whenever a law enforcement officer of the state encounters a person under circumstances which reasonably indicates the person has committed, is committing, or about to commit a violation of the criminal statutes, the officer may... The officer...
I haven't stopped or frisked yet.
No, the officer... I'm telling you that this is the stop and frisk law. This is what Terry v. Ohio is a premise under. May stop and ascertain the identity of persons temporarily detained in the circumstances...